Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English and to learn something new about America and Europe. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta. This is a new short episode about dating. Let's call it the B-side of dating. Does that sound good?
Great. We're going to talk with a couple of friends today about their dating experiences.
Oh, have you found some movers and shakers? People who really have their finger on the pulse of the dating scene?
Well, they have a pulse. First off, I think it's a good idea to get a teenager's point of view on dating today.
Oh, good. Are we going to talk to Ashley?
Yes, providing that she can hear her phone ring above her iPod blowing out what's left of her eardrums. Hello, Ashley.
Hold on. Yeah, I have a double mango smoothie to go.
Oh, Ashley. Ashley, are you at the mall again? I thought you had maxed out your credit card.
Marta, is that you?
Yes, dear. Turn off the music.
What?
Turn off the music or I'm hanging up now.
Okay. The killer song, right?
Yes, Ashley. I don't know if I'd call it music, but...
You look pretty on your website. I showed all my friends. We love your eyeshadow. Where did you get it?
Ashley, you can't spend any more money. Honey, we wanted to talk to you about dating. Do you have any advice for us?
Debbie is a skank.
Okay, and by skank, you mean a girl of low moral values.
I mean Debbie the skank. She talks bad about my friend Kelly like all the time.
What happened, Ashley?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay, I'll buy you that eyeshadow you wanted.
Okay, Debbie is such a skank. She like totally stole Kelly's boyfriend and I'm all like, you should kick her ass. And I'm all like, whatever. And she's all like, whatever. And I'm like, yeah.
Is that your office phone ringing?
Yes. Hold on, Ashley. Let's see who it is. Hello, this is Martin Ocenti.
Girl, you don't know me. You don't know me. You call me a skank.
Oh, Debbie, is that you?
Uh-huh, that's right. Damn, put me on. I want to talk to her.
Oh, Ashley, we have Debbie on the line now, and I'm putting her through.
Girl, you don't know me.
I know you're a skank. Oh, excuse me, a girl of low moral value. You stole Kelly's boyfriend right before prom.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And I'll get your man, too, if you keep scarfing down those double mango smoothies. Because let's face it, you're looking a little chubby.
Oh, no, you didn't just go there.
That's right. That's right, I did. What? What?
Oh, I just can't take it anymore.
Did you just hang up on them?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Ashley forgot to mention that she stole Debbie's boyfriend last year over spring break in Cancun.
Oh, the drama.
All right, let's move on. So, today we've heard a teenager's perspective on dating.
Right. Debbie is a skank.
That's it.
Do you think they're still arguing?
Well, probably, especially if Ashley's father is still paying for her cell phone bill. So, Cindy, I think we should provide our listeners with a little old-school dating advice now.
Oh, no. Who else have you found? Hello.
Barb?
Hey, y'all, quit that. I can't hear nothing. Y'all, I'm on the phone.
Hello, Barb. Dear, it's Marta. Marta Innocenti.
Hold on, darling. Let me step out the trailer. Marta, is that you, darling?
Yes, Barb, it's me.
Oh, hey, darling. How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
Oh, we're great, Barb. What's going on there? I hear a party.
Oh, he's having a high old time. Brittany Leanne Jr. done had a little junior of her own. He's so precious. Oh. I'm a grandmama now.
Wow, congratulations, Barb.
Thank you, darling. What y'all up to today? You still working with that ugly old Yankee?
Oh, you mean Cindy. Well, she went out for coffee.
Well, be sure to lock the door behind her.
Barb, we're doing a show today on dating, and we wanted to get some of your advice.
Oh, sugar, that was a long time ago. I'm a grandmama now. I can't hardly remember back that far.
Oh, come on, Barb. What was it like when you first met your husband on your first date?
Oh, darling, that's redneck love, baby. We do things a little differently here in the South.
What happened? What was the one line that ignited the flames of passion?
Flames of passion?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Let's... Get in the truck, bitch!
Oh, Barb, that's horrible! No man should ever talk to a woman like that. I can't believe that you let him speak to you in that degrading way.
Oh, hell, Shug. That's what I said to him. what you said to him. Barb, we love you.
I love you too, darling. But I got to run now. Y'all take care, be good, and come see us sometime.
Bye, Barb.
Bye, darling. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
Martha, where do you find these people? Have you got some sort of crazy phone book to call? The yellow pages are crazy.
Well, kind of crazy. But, you know, it's useful to listen to a language as it's spoken on the street. Because there is no textbook that can prepare you for everyday language, complete with regional accent and slang words.
Fair enough.
Well, folks, that's all for now. You can reach us on podomatic.com and on martainnocenti.com and on iTunes. Don't forget to read the transcripts of each episode.
And come visit us on Facebook, too, on the My American Friend podcast page.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.